On May the 20th each year, medical researchers around the world celebrate International Clinical Trials Day, taking the opportunity to recognise and promote the life-changing medical research which benefits all our lives. For International Clinical Trials Day 2018, the East Lancashire Hospital NHS Trust spent 60 minutes with one of our most respected and busiest researchers.
Okay, so my name is Bev Hammond. I'm one of the research midwives in the Women's Health Research Team, based mainly over at Burnley Hospital. I've been in this role for just over 5 years. And really, I mean, why I came into research was I always wanted to make a difference in care. That's one of the reasons why I went, to be a midwife in the first place. However, you know, all the work that I've done, you know, it's always been research-based, evidence-based practice. As a student, it's drummed into you. I've always wanted to improve outcomes for women and babies, and I just thought that it was an excellent opportunity. I was trained at East Lancashire and went away from the Trust. Obviously, when this post came up, it was a case of I wanted to go back home. I know sort of the ethos of the place. I knew some of the staff that were already here working within the research team, and it just seemed the right move for me. It's not an easy job. I think some people think that obviously it's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, that we've got a cushy job, but we haven't. We do work hard. Even though I'm a midwife, I work really closely on the gynaecology and the early pregnancy side, as well as with the antenatal and postnatal staff. So our first visit today is going down to gynaecology 3. Obviously, even though I'm actually a midwife, I do cover gynaecology and early pregnancy as well. So in relation to that, we do work quite closely with the urogynaecologist, Mr. Simon Hill, and his team. And we obviously help to sort of have that discussion with his patients around participation in clinical trials.
So that's what we're going to do today. Is this the person we're going to meet, the lady we're going to meet? Does she know anything about you and about clinical trials at the moment?
Unsure what the conversation's been from the clinicians. We do hope that she's obviously had some form of briefing. It does make it a little bit easier when they're aware of the reason why we're coming down to see them. However, we do have our own kind of script to be able to explain the trial, within our own details. We do find that most patients are very receptive to research now. Really what we're looking at is sort of the altruistic approach. So, not all clinical trials will actually benefit the person themselves at that time. It may be that it benefits future generations. But we also know that in relation to that, some benefits the patients directly. So we do always have that conversation with them about the benefits of research participation.
Yes, I'm Simon Hill. I'm a urogynaecologist at East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Trust. I've been here for the last 20 years. I've always had an interest in clinical research, right back to my days as a research fellow and a clinical lecturer at King's College Hospital. And we've undertaken a significant amount of research in East Lancashire regarding urinary incontinence and pelvic floor dysfunction. We've always had a very close working relationship with the research team, more so in recent years, as research has become more important in terms of the trust and the development of an R&D department. So at the moment we're conducting a variety of studies with Bev and her team. We're looking at interstitial cystitis, we're looking at choice in stress incontinence, and indeed there's other studies that we've recently conducted in terms of overactive bladder, and it wouldn't be possible to do these without a dedicated professional research team, and I'm very grateful for their input.
Okay, so typically, imagine I'm a layman, does the initial interest come through one of the clinic, not through the research staff, it comes through the consultant or one of the clinical staff?
Historically, when we first started, I've been in this post for just over 5 years now. When we first started, it was very much research team based. We were the ones that really sort of, we would screen the notes, we would look for the patients. However, the work that we've done with the consultants and the clinical teams, it's made a massive, massive difference over the last few years. We're now getting phone calls from the consultants, from the registrars, even the junior doctor staff, the midwives, the nurses. They are embracing research a lot more, and they're actually seeing it within as a core part of their work, which is really good because historically, you may imagine research to be a man in a white lab coat hiding away in a lab somewhere with a test tube and a microscope. So that's scientific approach to research. However, what we're looking at now is that more holistic, patient-centred approach, and we're working with the whole team, that collaborative working, and everyone is embracing it within the normal part of their job.
Good. And so the message there, one of the things I'm picking up on when saying that the importance of, when the study is complete, is feeding back that to the participants, that how important that can be for not just women but everybody involved in the research study.
Exactly. I mean, if I put myself in the place of a patient, if I was involved in a research study, I would like to know what the outcome was, whether it, you know, whether I helped or not, whether they found the results that they were looking for. And I always do have this discussion with them, you know, when they're actually starting to take part, when they make that decision to consent to the study. And, you know, I think it's really, really important to be able to give that feedback, not necessarily only to the patients as well, but to the clinical teams. You know, we are involved in the education sessions with the doctors, and if we've been involved in a study and we've got the results, we'll go to the education session and we'll give those results, because it may be an absolute massive change within practice that's going to come in, or it may be something that they've researched and they've not found that it's made a difference. But if they know that they've been involved in it, they've helped us recruit patients, we know the outcomes, it's, you know, it just shows that you know, we've got that really good working relationship.
And that collaborative teamwork involves research professionals not just here at East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Trust.
My name is Sue Down, I'm Professor of Midwifery Studies at the University of Central Lancashire. One of the most important reasons for engaging with hospital trusts when you're an academic researcher is that you don't understand or can't understand what the primary and most important research questions are and how they should be examined until you talk to people that are working or service users based in trusts. And we've had a long and very productive relationship with East Lancashire Hospitals Trust in this regard. So one of our original studies was an RFPB funded trial, which was looking at teaching women to use hypnosis in pregnancy so they could have it available in labour to help them with pain relief. And that very research question came from our talking to staff and service users at East Lancashire Hospitals Trust. And since that trial was published and since it got a lot of positive media attention, we've worked closely with the team over there, and they've been consistently supportive and helpful in all of our research, the most recent example of which is the STARMAT study, which is a study looking at using thermal imaging to see if we can image the baby, the fetus, while the woman's pregnant. And again, the staff have been unfailingly helpful in this regard, both the clinical midwives and the research staff, and our connection, our collaboration with the trust has only been enhanced as a consequence. We think that the findings from this particular study, if they bear fruit, will be very helpful for clinical practitioners and service users, not only locally but around the world. And our collaboration with East Lancs has been a primary driver for that success in the longer term.
And what benefits are there for the women who volunteer to take part in clinical research?
Within the family care division, we've got a number of studies that we're running consecutively. And they all run for different periods of time. We've got some studies that may run only for 4 to 6 weeks, following women up during towards the end stage of pregnancies, or we may follow them up prior to pregnancy and all the way through. I think it's really important to have that team approach, but also to have an identified coordinator within the study. I don't think it's just pertinent really for our team, but I think it also benefits the patients greatly. That continuity of care makes a massive difference, and I think that's sometimes the feedback that we've had, you know, from the patients, that that's been a major bonus through the care. We do know there is evidence to show that involvement in a research study actually improves health outcomes, especially within maternity, and that's doesn't include sort of if they're actually within the treatment arm. Any inclusion within a research study improves positive outcomes, you know, for the patients, which is a massive, massive boost within research activity anyway. But, you know, a lot of the feedback that we get back from the patients, that, you know, is that they've had that extra, I suppose, you know, gold standard care that we do strive for in the NHS.